Hello there, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible, a ministry of Christian Family Reformation. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and it's my prayer that as you and your family study God's Word together, you'll find this broadcast to be a blessing to your souls and an inspiration to grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. So without any further delay, let's get started. Today we're taking a closer look at the 41st Psalm. Jesus Christ, betrayed by Judas Iscariot, is evidently the great theme of the psalm. But since all his people are represented in him, these words are also suitable to them. Those who receive a vile recompense for their long exercising of kindness to others may read this song with much comfort, for they will see that it is, alas, too common for even the best of the Lord's children to be rewarded for their holy charity with cruelty and scorn. Especially when they have been sadly humbled by falling into sin, advantage is often taken of their low estate. Their good deeds are then forgotten by the wicked ones of this world, and the vilest spite is then vented upon them. But as we have said, Christ himself is present here. In fact, he himself in the mouth of David is speaking. With great feeling, he complains of the traitor Judas, who is from his innermost circle of friends, as well as of those cruel beast-like men, such as those who crucified him, who vent their fury on the poor and helpless. He prays that his father would judge his cause and set him before his face. He asks that he would comfort him in his suffering and raise him from the dead, so that being exalted through the death of the cross to the right hand of God, he might be glorified with eternal life and victory. The sons and daughters of the Lord may find great and unspeakable consolation in the fourth verse, where the Savior says, "Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." He confesses himself to be a sinner before his father, even though he was without sin and no guile was found in his mouth. Here, therefore, he stands as our great high priest. He made himself the ultimate sacrifice for sin, bearing and suffering for our transgressions as if they were his own. He carried all the weight and guilt of them. In the beginning of the psalm, however, he comprehends the sum of the whole matter in a very powerful expression. "Blessed," says he, "are they who consider the poor and needy." In other words, those persons are everlastingly blessed who are not offended at the once weak, crucified, and condemned Christ. Such persons listen to and believe in the gospel message, even though the preaching of the cross is foolishness to the Jews, or the Gentiles, and a stumbling block to the Jews. Alas, to the people of the world, it is deemed to be the greatest of all offenses to preach, teach, or confess that the once crucified and condemned Christ now sits as King Supreme, on the right hand of the divine majesty on high. Truly, he is the Lord of all, both in this world and also in that which is to come. And this concludes our study today in the 41st Psalm. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And I invite you to join me again here tomorrow, Lord willing, and continue experiencing the richness of His precious Word with your family. If you found this resource to be a blessing to you today, please share it with someone you know, and consider taking a moment to leave a comment and tell others what you found edifying. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube so you'll never miss a new broadcast, and feel free to visit my website, ChristianFamilyReformation.com, for inspiration and encouragement in your family's walk with the Lord. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and I want to thank you again for tuning in today. May the Lord inspire you to live life today in light of eternity. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.